We've had terrific attendance when we have the party meetings with folks, lots of new faces, and also meeting with candidates. And we've had a number of new candidates emerge as well. Walt, and I think all of that reflects people really disappointed, upset about what's coming out of Lansing in the last year. You know, tax increases for seniors, cuts to public education. It's really motivated a lot of folks to get involved.
So those are, I know, the party talking points that we've heard, the cuts and putting it on the, you know, the tax cuts for the corporations and the seniors getting taxed and all of that. Let's get a little bit beyond that. Now, especially here in the UP, where we saw Democrats take a major hit in the last elections in races that traditionally were Democrat strongholds. What is happening now? What are you hearing in the grassroots with the Democrats?
Well, a lot of candidates emerging. I mean, we're going to have a primary here in the Marquette seat to succeed Steve Lindbergh. A lot of good candidates there. We could have primaries in the races against Ed McBroom and Matt Hookey, who are targets of ours as well. And folks are, you know, again, just very energized about trying to change things when it comes to what's coming out of Lansing. And Democrats, you know, have got alternatives. You may have seen Senator Gretchen Whitmer, Senate Democrats, unveiled right before the state address, the Michigan 2020 plan, which would provide free college tuition to graduates of Michigan schools. It takes a program that's been pioneered in Kalamazoo and has worked very well down there. It's been great for the school district. Attendance is up. Population is up. Real estate values are up. And extends it statewide because it's really, really important. And up here, there would be a huge benefit to Northern and Michigan Tech and some of the fine schools that you've got up here. So Democrats have got some alternatives. We hope that the governor will finally extend a hand and work with us on a bipartisan basis on programs like that, on programs like infrastructure. I mean, this area really, like the rest of the state, but you really depend on your infrastructure up here, roads and bridges. That's something we think we need to invest in, and we're willing to work with the governor on. So I think those are the kind of things you'll see coming out of the Democrats in the next several months.
Let me ask you about that. Now that Rick Snyder's been in there for a while, there has been a lot of elements, even from those in his own party, saying this guy isn't the norm. He isn't the usual politician. Obviously, with the Republicans having control, they've been able to get things through pretty easily. But what is the attitude? Is there a feeling with Governor Snyder, in your opinion, that he is at least has made posturing at least to work toward bipartisanship?
Well, I think what he's done all is he said those words. Mm-hmm. You know, he said it a year ago when he was sworn in that I'm going to be bipartisan. I'm going to be moderate. I'm not going to leave anybody behind. But the actions haven't followed. There's been no bipartisan cooperation. All the things that the cuts to education, the increase in taxes, all that was rammed through on a partisan basis. We remain willing to work with him, but it's got to be a two-way street. There's got to be some give and take. It can't be my plan or no plan or my way or the highway. So again, actions speak louder than words. It's been a disappointing first year in terms of his words not matching or his words not matching up with his actions. But we'll see what the next year brings.
In this district in particular, in the House, with Steve Lindbergh, who we know very well as our representative here, expressing pretty much a feeling of defeat once Republicans took control of the House, that and then around him, all of the districts here in the UP going Republican, it seemed almost like there was this feeling of futility that he had expressed. What could happen now in terms of with the race for that seat? You know, as you mentioned, there's a primary coming. What can happen, and what is the party trying to do to give some clout back? Because it's difficult enough here in Marquette and in Alger County, to get recognition, to get things done. And when your guy down there is one of a handful, you know, what is the party ready to do now to try to get that power back?
Well, again, I think it's a matter of getting people focused, energized. That's what we've been doing this week in the Upper Peninsula, going through all the races. There's a big presidential race coming. You know, the president's going to be in Michigan on Friday again, down Ann Arbor. Big Senate race with Senator Stabenow. So we're going to have a very strong top of the ticket. And there are going to be a lot of resources available in the race against Congressman Benishek, which is also a targeted race for us now, and in these Upper Peninsula State House races. So people are now very much focused on the future, mm-hmm. on trying to change things in Lansing. You know, Representative McBroom and Hookey now have a record, right? They didn't have that in 2010. We're going to hold them accountable for that record. And so, again, I see Democrats around the Upper Peninsula very much fired up about the prospects of retaking the state house.
We're speaking with Michigan Democratic Party Chair Mark Brewer. One of the things, Mark, when I asked you after the round of elections where a lot of the races, especially here in the UP, ended up going to Republicans, I said, what happened? Your answer basically was it seemed like the Democrats stayed home. They didn't come out in the last election. I'm assuming that's not going to happen this time around.
Well, we're going to make sure it doesn't happen again. And that was right. As when we did that interview, we then were in the process of analyzing the numbers, and that's exactly what happened. Around around the state, 300,000 to 400,000 Democrats who normally vote in a gubernatorial election here stayed home for whatever the reason was, the bad economy, disappointment, and so forth. But our job is to make sure that doesn't happen again. And I think, frankly, again, the Republicans are doing that for us. When you got a candidate like Mitt Romney, who's paying a lower tax rate than his secretary, who is sheltering money all over the world and hiding it instead of bringing it home to this country, who thinks corporations are people. They're doing a lot of that for us. It's still our responsibility to bring forth candidates with good ideas as an alternative. But believe me, now that people have seen the Republicans in power in Lansing and in the U.S. House, I think they're looking for change.
So for those that are interested in this change and want to get involved with the process, how do they find out more from the party?
They can reach us in a couple different ways. We've got our website, www.michigandems.com. We've got a regular email that goes out. They can follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. And they can always call 517-371-5410.